Dreamscape presents Aunt Dimity and the Wishing Well by Nancy Atherton. Narrated by Terry Clark Linden. Aunt Dimity and the Wishing Well.
1. It was a fine day for a funeral. Rain plummeted from a leaden sky, and a blustery wind blew the chill of mortality through the mourners clustered in St. George's churchyard. It was early May, but it felt like the raw end of March. The funeral was well attended, despite the dismal weather. Closed signs dangled in shop windows throughout the small village of Finch, and cottage curtains, so often twitched aside to allow one inquisitive neighbor to observe another, hung motionless. Everyone who was anyone stood shivering in the churchyard, and in Finch, everyone was someone. Short, plump Sally Pine, tea room owner and baker extraordinaire, shared an umbrella with her equally plump fiancé, Henry Cook. Christine and Dick Peacock, the pub's well-fed proprietors, served as a human windbreak for the more slightly built retired railroad employee, George Weatherhead. Ruddy-cheeked Mr. Malvern, a local dairy farmer, stood beside Grant Tavistock and Charles Bellingham, whose business was the purchase, sale, and restoration of fine art. Near the three men, draped in a black woolen cape that hung to her ankles, stood Finch's resident witch, Miranda Morrow, who'd left her holistic health hotline unattended in order to pay her respects to the deceased.